You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia. And this evening, until around 11 p.m., starting now, we have a special guest in our studios, live band performing for you tonight, known as Skyote, Vancouver locals. I like to say Skyote, but we'll figure that out afterwards. They're playing Catalano Fest this Saturday afternoon, and they're ready to go right now, live in our CITR lounge, our lovely lounge. So enjoy. We're going to play for about half an hour, and then we'll chat with them on air. So this coming up is live in studio with Skyote.
Show at the Railway Club in 2008. Mm-hmm.
never felt it. You know you're the start of us all. In the world when seasons go wrong, where I try just to keep you from harm, and I wonder if you sing along. But I never really cared what you were saying in that song. I never should have felt from your words.
Straight.
This one is, this is a new one. This one's about the most recent Halloween and being dressed up like a bad imitation of Darth Vader and being free. At like a party, being free at like a dance party, but no one knowing your face.
Thank you.
song. It's called Strength Corner. Thanks for having us here. It's nice. I brought a couple tapes. Maybe we can put one somewhere.
Thank you.
us is spinning around. I'm on top of the world. And you don't wanna save me, don't wanna save me. You used to say it to me. You used to say it to me. You used to say it to me.
Great, great stuff. That was Skyote, as I would like to say, Skyote, live here at CITR 101.9 FM, live in our lounge. Stay tuned. We're going to have the guys from the band swing on over in the studio to have a quick chat with me, chat about their new tape, Catalano, and other, I would say esoterica, but it's probably not going to be all that obscure. Anyhow, stay tuned at CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be with Skyote live in studio at the other side.
After 10 years of producing One Cool Word magazine, OCW magazine, the 222 Bookshop Gallery, and the Vancouver Art Book Fair, Project Space presents an anniversary party and fundraiser for the 2016 Vancouver Art Book Fair. Come to Vivo at 2625 Caslow. Doors at 6 p.m. Expect a small night market with zines, artisans, an art sale, comedy, four bands, and a DJ. How can we pack the last 10 years into one night? Illustrations by Julie Major, Nathan Jones and Jeff Lee, Heidi Najdegal, Alex Dorsberg, Brennan Kelly, Sylvie Ringer, Aaron Reed, Sylvana D'Angelo, and Chelsea O'Byrne. Limited edition prints by Maya Natalie Goulin and Inez Gamedesho, Cameron McLeod, and Little Mountain Rock, Think Licorice, Stefana Fertilla. The second annual Vancouver
Taco Fest
will be held at beautiful outdoor Swan Guard Stadium this year.
Taco, 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 taco.
Expect multiple taco and food vendors, the Ring of Fire Taco Eating Contest, a gigantic taco pinata filled with swag, wag, 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 and prizes, along with performances by The Jolts, Mendoza, The Pretties,
Frank Love, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, La Chinga, Obscene Being, The Godspot, The Brass Action, and Did You Die?
Plus many more.
Pre-sale tickets are $15 online and in person at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu. Admission at door is $20 this July 16th. All ages are welcome. Plus, kids and seniors get in free.
The University Neighborhood Association presents the second annual Picnic in the Park and Skate Jam at UBC Skate Park. This Friday, July 8th from 3 to 7 p.m. Food, refreshments, skateboarding games, prizes, and mystery guests. Plus, entry includes a healthy serving of concrete. The UNA Picnic in the Park and Skate Jam this July 8th. Brought to you by Skull Skates.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Back into the pool. It's clear.
That was Drink You, Brooklyn, which is a combo of two songs. One that is a late spring song and then a new song called Brooklyn by Hazy, which is the solo project of Casey Way of late spring. Relevant in multiple senses. You're tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. If you've been listening for the last 20 minutes or so, actually more like 40 minutes, you would have heard a live set from the Vancouver rock and roll band, Skyote. I'm going to say Skyote. Is that okay?
Yeah,
is that
good? Say whatever you like. Okay.
When we first came up with it, it was Skyote in our heads, but then as soon as we put it out there, or put it in writing, everyone saw it and said Skyote.
So. Yeah, I like Skyote. I think it sounds more like an interesting rock or stone.
Yeah, sure. Hazy playing a tape release show tomorrow night at the Lido, which is somewhat relevant. Skyote did their tape release also at the Lido.
That's
a couple
correct.
Weeks ago. Before we get into that, do we want to do a quick round of introductions? Everyone in the band?
Yeah, sure. This is Kyle Huck here on guitar.
Yeah.
I'm Ian. I play the guitar. I sing the songs.
I'm Brian. I play the bass, little keys.
I'm Ryan. I play keys, bass, and guitar, mostly keys.
And I'm Jeff, I play drums.
So I was saying earlier that I saw Tortoise, the band Tortoise, play recently, and all five or six, actually like seven of them, played all seven instruments throughout all the songs, and it's like two xylophones, cool. Two drum kits, and all these other things. So that could be something to aspire to in a year or so.
Switches.
Just going to rotate. So great, yeah, Skyote has a tape that just came out, and you want to chat about that a bit, how it's been going?
Yeah, well, we recorded, we've been like working on these songs for like a year now probably, and then we recorded one with Andy Bishop from Twin River, and he plays in White Ash Falls, and then we recorded three others with Malcolm Biddle from Data Plan, and it just feels good to record something.
Yeah, right.
Like, we don't really have any experience.
It's definitely a check mark for the band. We, you know, been together like a year and a half and then needed to put something on either, you know, a solid recording.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we made 50 copies, small run.
Great.
I think we got rid of like 10 or something at the show, just more than we could have asked for.
Yeah, I think sometimes if you don't put it out, like you can just keep working on it and you never have like a finished like draft of the song,
sure.
You never finish it. You keep editing it, and then it becomes like mediocre because
it's also kind of
you never finish.
It's kind of hard to move on to write
right.
new songs
totally.
With
That's
these songs sitting around not being recorded or anything like that.
Yeah, so it feels good. So it was a fun process.
Yeah, and a lot of the songs you played tonight are not on the tape, correct?
Yeah.
I think that goes to what you were saying, that you've been able to move on and do some other songs.
Yeah.
You get the other
ones
down.
New ones and similar ones too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got like 45 minutes worth, maybe.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
We have a 40-minute contract at Catalano this year. So
right. We have to.
We don't get paid unless we play 40 minutes.
Well, that's what I was going to get into next. Was Catalano is this Saturday, annual street festival down on 4th Ave there, and you guys are playing it.
Yeah, we're playing
the Balsam stage.
Yes,
Balsam.
It is sponsored by a different radio station,
right,
which we will not mention.
Unnamed media outlet.
There's some numbers sponsoring. In there.
Yeah, we're playing it at the grand golden time of noon p.m.
Oh, great, okay.
Noon p.m.
All the children will be out getting ice cream and enjoying.
There's a no cussing stipulation in
That's
the contract.
True.
Really? Okay.
That's true. So we don't really have too many cusses.
Yeah.
But the banter will have to be.
The banter will have to
clean
it up.
It's easy.
But it's cool. Like, it's a cool thing. I don't really know what to expect at all.
Yeah, it's always just like naturally crowded though too.
It's naturally. It's just so many people selling stuff.
Which is great. Yeah, I find. Not to get into too serious of a discussion, but a lot of times in Vancouver, it's hard to start new groups or get out of like the circles of the same people seeing you all the time.
Sure.
So it's great to do something like that where you're just automatically going to be put in front of a bunch of people that would never hear it otherwise.
Yeah.
And
hey, right,
that's kind of nice.
That's nice.
There's other good talent.
Yeah, it was really nice of them to ask us.
For sure. That mental health, who we...
Yeah, our pals Mental Health are playing. And
Twin River.
Twin River, yep.
Twin River, Woolworm.
And Malcolm is playing too.
Yeah, Malcolm is playing a solo set, I think. This is the... Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And so it is actually a 40-minute stipulation that's like on the contract.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's on the contract. First time we've ever like actually signed a real contract, you know? But it says we don't get paid if we don't play it.
Right. That's wild.
So we have to be serious.
So, and you think you've got it together?
I hope so. We did a timing. The
never
other
happening
day.
Again if you don't get it.
Yeah. We're like, you're at 37. Keep her going.
So Cat Solano, Music Waste also just happened. How was the Music Waste experience for everybody?
That was a lot of fun. Actually, speaking of late spring, we got to play with them in the semis.
Right.
And happy that they went on to win.
Yes, yeah, the Shindig. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Shindig. Sorry, we're talking Music Waste.
No, it's different things, but
so many things.
All this CITR.
Everything gets tied together, but yeah. Yes, another tie-in, Shindig. We're actually just putting out the submission calls for that, so it's already been a year. It's wild.
Yeah, we played, I think, the first week and then, like, didn't play for almost 3 months or something.
Yeah, it's always a big gap. Round. It's very, it's an odd.
Well, yeah, we lost, and then something happened, and then we came back. We reappeared.
Back in the day. Someone couldn't do it with us.
Like a phoenix or something.
Yeah, like a phoenix. It was good.
We rose. Yeah, and that's another scenario where you're gonna get an odd, eclectic group of people.
Definitely, yeah, and Music Waste too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and also playing Music Waste, like the Astoria was great. I've never played the Astoria before.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it's like it's a nice stage. It's really loud and. It is nice. Yeah, it's fun.
Great sound time. Guy. Can we shout out? What's his name?
Yeah, what was his name?
JJ.
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 Yeah, he did an awesome job.
Wears a black toque, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, not, like, I don't know, after having dealt with a couple other sound guys.
Sure.
Like,
No names.
Wait, whoa. But yeah, it's just refreshing to have someone who enjoys their job.
Yeah. And they've got an interesting set. They've got, an iPad that controls everything, which is really, really interesting. It's just, in the future.
Yeah, it was just like on stage. Like, totally.
We're moving quickly to the future, I guess.
Yeah.
And doing a radio interview. Okay. about wrapping up, we've got, or trying to get a track lined up from Mental Health that you mentioned earlier.
Can I play this?
Any last comments. Thank you all for coming in and doing the set.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
those songs that we recorded are online. They're free if you want to.
Yes, so there's a Bandcamp. Yeah. Is there any odd spelling in order to get the URL correct?
I think
it comes up in the first page. There's some other Skyote like.
Yeah, like an airplane.
There's also a brand of airplane called Skyote. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're free. And we have some tapes too, like if anyone wants one.
You can pick one up at the Lido or your friendly local neighborhood drinking hall, or just ask for one there and we can get you one quick.
Great. Awesome. So, and if you're heading to Lido tomorrow night, you can pick up a Skyote tape see Hazy play.
That'll be one of those tapes.
Thanks, CITR.
And Cat Solano this Saturday, Balsam Stage at noon.
That's right.
Then I'm going to switch and do another plug. CITR is also doing a live broadcast from Cat Solano from 3 to 8 p.m. I want to say the Maple Stage. We'll be there all day. Come say hi. As you can tell, I personally won't be there, but the essence of CITR will be there. Cat Solano, always a good time. One more time, thanks for coming. Do we have Mental Health ready?
Yeah, okay. They just put out this song. It's called Stupid Mind.
Any good nuggets about the band?
They're just some friends of ours. They have a jam space across the hall from us.
Great.
And cool. The one guy in the band, takes care of my guitars.
Yeah, we kind of met them at the jam space.
They're just
very
cool.
Just like
they're good people. They have three-piece. They write great little pop songs.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Trying to play shows together forever. We had one lined up, and then this guy got strep throat the day of the show.
Don't get the strep.
They headlined, though, and killed it and put on a great show. So,
nice.
Yeah, they're solid dudes.
Yeah, so this is it. Thanks for having us. This is Stupid Mind.
Stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM.